Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Monday edition. It is the 20th day of February 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Joining us in the next hour, we have an individual who has published a book about how wonderful RFID chips are, and he's taken an implantable microchip, and so is his girlfriend, and he just thinks that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So we'll be talking to him coming up in the next hour. In the meantime, we'll cover all the news, and I want to take your phone calls in this hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. U.S. asked Georgia to use bases and airfields for attacks on Iran, is now being reported, as well as bin Laden vows never to be captured alive. But there's a problem. This report is a month old. It's the exact same report reissued under the same headline by the Associated Press and used throughout the weekend as a new bin Laden announcement. So they just recycle the propaganda knowing that most people won't put two and two together and will just think that it's a whole new tape or a whole new threat. And they've done this over and over again. They have even released quite a few in the past bin Laden videotapes, and then a week later, it's a minor footnote, said, oh, by the way, these were re-edited pieces of four-year-old footage post 9/11 and pre 9/11. So we'll get into that as well. Update, Iran is calling for an end to the cartoon violence over the Prophet Muhammad. And look at the Sydney Morning Herald headline, recent pronouncements from the Bush administration and national security initiatives put in place in the Reagan era could see internment camps and martial law in the United States. You see, everybody's learning about what's happening here in America overseas, but the average American is still in the dark. None of this has anything to do with terrorism. It's all about control. And here's an example of that out of the Associated Press. School bus drivers join the terror watch nationwide. Homeland Security getting involved with school bus drivers, teaching them how to look for terrorists and crime. See, you can't just tell the American people, hey, we're all going to be a nation of snitches now in 1984 to tattle on each other. No, you just say, oh, it's to fight terror. And then once you go to the little seminar, oh, and crime, because all crime is terror. And I want to get into at least part of Congressman Ron Paul's, well, it's a speech he writes each week, and then it's Ron Paul's comments, his straight talk. A lot of times we air the audio here, but instead I think I'll just read part of his statements about the plunging dollar. Before the U.S. House of Representatives, the end of dollar hegemony. That means the end of dollar monopoly. And that is very serious for all of us because we're all under the yoke of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve System. But people are beginning to wake up to this and beginning slowly but surely to come up out of their deep sleep and beginning to realize exactly what's happening in this nation. Meanwhile, an example of global government, genetically modified food must be allowed into Europe under World Trade Organization rules. Does it matter if the sovereign nations don't want this toxic, dangerous garbage that takes over their other crops and infest everything being brought in under global government rules? You've got to do it. It's supposedly free trade. It's like it's free trade to force a country to let all the Chinese slave goods in. Is it free trade to compete against slaves? This and a lot more coming up today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net. Don't forget ArnoldExposed.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Republican and Democratic parties in this country are controlled by the very same corporate interest, and they only try to fool the population into believing that there is truly a difference. Now, when you get down to the grassroots level, there is a big difference between Democrats and Republicans, but at the higher levels inside the governmental systems, simply put, we're dealing with manufactured consent. We're dealing with a false political paradigm. And I use that term a lot because that's what it is. When you get down to brass tacks, Hillary Clinton and George Bush are in agreement on about 95% of their policies, but they have these big public debates and these arguments and these staged events when they're not vacationing and hanging out together. It's like Mary Madeline. She is the PR manager for Vice President Dick Cheney. Meanwhile, her husband is Carville, and he was one of the big PR managers for Bill Clinton. It's all a club, and it's a big joke on us. They're literally running a scam on the American people, and so many people are fooled by the theater. It is the equivalent of WWF wrestling. It's that simple. And there are millions of Americans, full-grown adult men and women, who believe that professional wrestling, or WWE, whatever it's called today, is real. In fact, every time I have gotten on air over years past, and even just a few months ago, last time I mentioned this, I will get phone calls, I will get threatening emails saying, how dare you say wrestling isn't real? And it's the same thing with the general population. A lot of people say, how dare you say that the Republicans and the Democrats at the committee chairman and above level are on the same team? Well, I'm sorry, that's just the facts. Before I get into all the news, I've got to tell you, I was up here until late last night working on a new documentary film that I'm producing. And I was voicing a section of it, just a synopsis of government-sponsored terror events that I haven't covered in a lot of detail in my previous films. I mean, I've talked a lot about how the first World Trade Center attack, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver. That's even been in the New York Times, hidden in plain view. We've covered Oklahoma City. We've covered 9/11 in just, you know, every minute detail. But we've talked on air, on the radio, but never in the films about Mossadegh. And how our government staged terror attacks in Iran to blame it on Mossadegh, and that he was pro-West, anti-communist, Time Magazine Man of the Year twice. I didn't know. I thought it was just once, but I've now learned twice that he was Man of the Year. No, that's not correct. Man of the Year once, and then on the cover of Time Magazine two other times. And I was shocked to see that when I was doing some more research on Mossadegh and what happened in 1953, the elected Iranian president, that the CIA's own website, I mean, it's on the CIA.gov, CIA. They admit that they carried out terror attacks. They brag about it. I mean, I knew Kermit Roosevelt before he died, back in 2000, that he'd done radio interviews saying, you know, bragging how he staged terror attacks and how he and a nine-man team brought down the government by blaming it on Mossadegh. But, I mean, I was shocked by him bragging about it, like he was talking about how he'd, you know, raised a record-sized tomato or pumpkin or something. I mean, he was bragging about it like it was some good accomplishment, blowing up mosques, killing women and children, shooting people. I mean, he was talking about that like he was talking about trimming his toenails or the price of pork bellies on the Chicago Mercantile. The cold-bloodedness of it. The serial killer nature of it. But to then be doing research last night, I didn't know that there's whole sections of the CIA fact book and CIA history sections and CIA archives and CIA book reviews. They're quite proud of it. In fact, I don't have the Google search in front of me. It was in the other office next to me. But I think it was something like it was CIA Mossadegh bombings. And if you type that in, one of the links on the first page will be to the CIA. And then from there, you can do more detailed searches at CIA.gov. That's right, Central Intelligence Agency. See, here's an example of what I'm talking about. They count on you not being informed, not being aware of what's going on. I mean, here's Paul Watson's headline on this today at PrisonPlanet.com. AP recycles old bin Laden tape for new propaganda. Using the justification that it was complete, the Associated Press reported on a month-old alleged bin Laden audio tape as if it was a new story. Either it was a quiet weekend or this is another branch of Rumsfeld's black propaganda campaign, or what they call the black world. It's a shame that the major disinfo news organs don't have as much zeal to update other fairly important news items. Did the fact that several of the alleged 911 hijackers turned up alive weeks after the attack, which is admitted, provoke a rash of top-of-the-bill headlines? No. It was picked up by a couple of outlets, and it certainly wasn't given any major play. Some Islamic websites reposted the old bin Laden tape, and the AP thought this deserved major coverage, as did Drudge, who put it at the top of his page. If the same website and reposted old articles from 911, would we be reading Twin Towers attack headlines today? No, we would not. Should it concern us that such websites have very strong U.S. government connections as Pentagon front groups? Should we be alarmed that Rumsfeld held a meeting at the Council on Foreign Relations last Friday in which he outlined a plan to use weblogs as a tool for U.S. military propaganda? Last month, Rumsfeld also made it clear that enemy websites would be attacked if they harmed the agenda of the U.S. government. That means foreign corporations subdividing the country right now. Reporting that bin Laden tape, again, as if it's new, even aside from the proven past fraudulent tapes, simply recycles and reamplifies old propaganda like a band-aid. Keep the sheeple fighting and frightened. Reinforce the myth that bin Laden is still alive, even alive, and lessen the dissent when the Patriot Act is renewed and when the White House says it will fight tooth and nail to block any NSA spying investigation. Just like a terror alert that is denounced as garbage by 23 Intel experts, the tactics never change. Reposting a month-old hokey bin Laden tape can hardly be called creative, but it's the latest lame attempt to lull Americans into a continued state of ambivalence and trance-like subservience. Now, here's the actual Associated Press article reporting it as if it's a new bin Laden tape. Bin Laden vows never to be captured again, and this came out on the 19th. They released this yesterday. Osama bin Laden vowed never to be captured alive and said the U.S. military became a barbaric, and Saddam Hussein in an audio tape reposted on a militant Islamic website and being broadcast last month. And it says in the tape posted to the website Monday, bin Laden offered the United States a long-term truce. And it goes on. So the same truce story, the same you'll never catch me alive story, I'll never quit story, is out again as if it didn't sink in. They don't even produce some new fake bin Laden tape, and previous ones have been proven to be fake, both video and audio. They don't care. Now they just reissue the same headline again, and it's taken as if it's mother's milk news and information by TV and by websites and by the Associated Press. And again, they know that the average person isn't keeping track of this, isn't paying attention, and isn't really aware of even what's going on. They know exactly what they're doing. And until people start becoming as informed about the geopolitical structure and state-sponsored terror as they are about baseball or about football or basketball or the Michael Jordan Invitational in golf, we're going to become more and more enslaved. We're going to lose more and more of our freedoms. You know, for so many Americans, they think torture's great. They think FEMA camps are great, as long as it's, quote, for America. Don't you understand? The people running this country right now are subdividing us. They're looting us. They're selling off our infrastructure. We're being deindustrialized by every economic yardstick and measurement in existence. All of the indices show that. Meanwhile, the fancy PR with the info babes tell you how great everything is, and that's not the case. The globalists' own policy reports say they're going to deindustrialize us. They say they're going to turn us into a third world country to get us in line, to be basically a military province that supplies troops for the global empire. And that's now happening. And meanwhile, the general population thinks the Democrats are going to save them, or they think that George Bush is going to save them. And I'm sorry, it's smoke and mirrors. And I love this country. The good news is more and more people are becoming awake. They are beginning to realize what's happening, and they are taking off the blinders. And to those that are sticking their head in the ice water and shaking it off and waking up, I commend you. Now it's time to wake up other people. Now, I'm going to come back and take calls, do things a little bit different today, and then we'll get into USS Georgia to use bases and airfields for attacks on Iran. Another headline here, detention camp jitters, school bus drivers to join the terror watch. Ron Paul talks about the end of dollar hegemony, or the dollar being the world reserve currency, and a lot more. So stay with us. Big broadcast lined up today, and we got a guy coming on in the second hour who took a microchip and loves it.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. We're going to go ahead and go to some of your phone calls, and then I'm going to get back into the other news. Dan in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I opened the morning paper today, and on page 4A, I noticed an article I thought would be interest to you. It talks about mock fallujah to offer training for soldiers. Downtown Fallujah is coming to Arkansas, minus the Iraq war. And it goes on and on about how they're setting up a training center here in Arkansas, similar to some of the items we've seen on the videos. And they got to thinking, how come they don't use some of these abandoned bases for this training? And why are they, you know, setting it up in the cities?
Well,
it up. I was also going to mention that it's funded by a Olive Group, a British firm that supplies personnel and combat training for armies and corporations.
Well, if you've seen my documentary, Police State 2000, you would understand the Marines admit this is for America. They have hundreds of shutdown bases or bases they have in mothballs and whole cities that they could use, whole towns. This, sir, is about conditioning. This is nothing but a massive ongoing conditioning program to train the public to accept troops on the streets. And now the White House has said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus and use the military to fight terrorists and crime. So it's just like Red Dawn, you know, in a Hollywood movie, when you're under Soviet occupation, there's troops on the streets. Or in Cuba or Russia or China or in Nazi Germany and or America. So this is your new freedom. The police chief of San Antonio calling for cameras in people's houses.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was in this morning's paper, and the first thing I thought is, if I could, I was going to try to just touch base with you on that. So thanks for your time, Alex.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Ernest in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Okay, Emmett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yes. Alex, hold on to your whatever. Just grab something. Hold on. I get the Philadelphia All News Station. They're announcing this morning that Bush has made contract with an Arab company to manage the Philadelphia port and four others, five ports.
It's actually six. It's United Arab Emirates, and it's been we've been reporting on that now for a week and a half. In the first 3 days, everyone denied that it was even a real report when I covered it.
Well, it's in the news on the radio this morning. I get frustrated at my Democrat and Republican friends. I can't convince them that it's all the same.
Well, it is. I mean, that's what's happening.
Yeah, it is all the same. But your film, Martial Law, is excellent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He knew ahead of time. No doubt about it. It's very disturbing and annoying, and you know, but he knew. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. But again, sir, almost all of the roads in the country, the water districts, everything is being handed over to foreign companies. This is the New World Order. It's international corporations looting our once free society, militarizing the police against us. Let's talk to who's up next. Carlos in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to be talking to you. I was reading on a website the other day that the strategy for the Mohammed cartoons was devised in a meeting in 2005 in Bavaria, I believe, and present were some of the New World Order luminaries such as Michael Lewin, Henry Kissinger, among others. And that the publication, the company that owns the newspaper, has ties with the Bilderbergers. So there you go. It's a New World Order there using these cartoons as an act to provoke and incite the masses, the Islamic masses, who obviously are very tired of being used as pawns, you know, and being targeted.
Well, I mean, it's the exact same thing again. With so many things that we see, we have the documents. Well, there's a Pentagon office called P2OG, and it openly is there to stir up the Arabs. And right on the eve of the Iran attack, notice that suddenly all these riots start, all these problems start. They release more Abu Ghraib photos. Stay there, Carlos. I'm going to let you finish up. Don't want to cut you short on the other side. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, 'cause my door's painted white with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
All right. We're back live. Let's go ahead and go back to Carlos in California. Carlos, go ahead.
Yes, well, you know, the New World Order, of course, is encircling us. They're putting the wagons around us by using so many different strategies, and the latest one is the port authorities being turned over to the Islamic groups. And essentially what they're doing is the Chinese already control the Panama Canal. The Latin countries are colluding to form blocs, leftist blocs, and they will join forces with Iran the moment we attack them. And now they're giving away our ports here. See, we're being encircled. And of course, eventually, all the riots that we saw in Europe and all across the world because of these Mohammed gardens are going to occur here too, because the New World Order, through relaxation of immigration standards, has allowed all these multiple cultures across the world a prodigious migration of all these people, and we're all mixed together. There's nothing wrong with mixing together, but when it becomes so prodigious and so rampant, it's harmful. and we're going to be faced with riots right here in the United States also.
Well, you're right, Carlos. It's all been done by design, and that's the scary thing. They brag how they've done it. It's like the last caller before you brought up how the Marines are going to be doing urban warfare drills in his city, and I've seen it. It's going to be in Little Rock and other areas, and they take over. They point guns at you. They tell you don't come outside your house. They come over and take video cameras away from you. I've got Marines saying it's for America. We're training to take your guns. And now, see, if you're pro-Marine, if you're a good American that everybody can trust, then you better be for it. Well, I'm pro-Marine Corps. I guess I am for gun confiscation. I mean, that's the weird sicko. No, no, no. We're against the Marines with their proud history being turned into this horrible instrument of control. But again, for the shallow-minded people out there who can't even tell that a month-old Bin Laden story is a month old, and even that report was false, they just recycle it and people don't even realize the difference.
Well, because you're very right. People have a very short attention span. And people are so, they're so bogged down with work, trying to make a living, paying all these tremendous taxes to the federal government, and that's by design by the New World Order to keep us so preoccupied that we don't have time to look at what's going around the world. We're a sleeping giant, and then this is the calm before the storm. The moment we hit Iran, all H is going to break loose around us, and it's going to be too late. That's when people will finally start waking up. There's something drastically wrong here.
Well, everything's converging at once, Carlos. The dollar is plunging. The country's being repossessed. The infrastructure's being sold off. And the Bill of Rights is being dismantled. And meanwhile, Europe really owns and controls the United States. That is the financial interest based in Europe. And America has been playing the part of their bully, their enforcer. And yes, whether it's this year or next year or 5 years from now, we're already being hung out to dry politically as the boogeyman, and we don't even know it. Because the same globalists that own America put out propaganda saying we're the ultimate evil overseas. The very same papers. Rupert Murdoch has papers in Europe against the war saying we're bad. Then he has papers over here saying it's all good, it's only wonderful. Playing both sides, using us to do their dirty work, and then hanging us out to dry. That's why the globalists are masters. They play different sides off against each other.
Well, you're absolutely right. You just mentioned Rupert Murdoch. He is an agent for the Rothschild banking family, and that's one of the premier families leading on top of the pyramid that's leading this quest for a new world order. That's the heart of the problem right there, but people have no clue whatsoever. And I don't know, this is the calm before the storm. I've never been so worried in my life as this year.
Well, Carlos, you're right, and you're right to say earlier, we've all got to get above all the petty infighting issues they try to lay out like a buffet of lies before us. We've got to start playing chess in a three-dimensional level and see how they're manipulating things and get past what group we think we're with and see the big picture of how they're playing us off.
Well, you know, another example, and I don't mean to monopolize the conversation, but another example is the Cheney incident. I'm beginning to believe they're using that as a decoy. Something else much graver is going down. Just like Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, that was a decoy to distract attention from other graver things that were going on, such as the giveaway of our technology to the Chinese, among other things. I'm beginning to believe the Cheney incident is covering up something else.
Well, that's the problem when they're so dishonest, when they lie more often than they tell the truth, when they engage in all of this subterfuge, you don't know what to believe at that point, and all of us need to be very, very wary right now. But all confidence has been lost in these people. I appreciate your call. But the globalist will just put in new puppets in 08, and then, oh, we'll have some confidence in them, and it'll take us 3 or 4 years to figure out that they're scamming us as well. And then they'll put in somebody new after 4 years or 8 years, and then they're double-teaming us. It's a joke. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, where are you calling us from? It's funny, right as I go to him, they hang up. Okay, John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I've got a book here that will prove that Dick Cheney is lying through his teeth about this shooting incident. As you well know, there are two longtime law enforcement officers, Evan Marshall and Ed Stanow, who've written books about ballistics. And the second book they published is called Street Stoppers. And on page 310, they actually fired a 12-gauge field load into a block of that ballistic gelatin, that ordnance gel that they used to test ammunition with. And they fired it from just about 2 to 3 feet away. And the caption reads, "The 12-gauge number 7.5 birdshot penetrates 3 to 6 inches of gelatin. This load is easily defeated by heavy clothes." Now, on page 317 in the same book, Street Stoppers, you find out that 7.5 shot, the diameter is 0.095 inches. It's under a tenth of an inch. And the weight of those pellets is a minuscule 1.3 grains. It'll take over 336 pellets to equal 1 ounce. Now, if these pellets only penetrate 3 to 6 inches in ordnance gel fired from 2 feet away, then I guarantee you at 30 yards or 90 feet away, those pellets would barely penetrate the skin, much less bury themselves in the thoracic cavity of Mr. Whittington and reach his heart.
Sir, I'm just curious. Did you hear the show last week?
Yes, I did.
Because I've got neocons. Again, there's all these conservatives, all these hunters. They don't care if I'm right. They don't care if you're right. They just go on websites. They just send us emails. They go and write news articles saying it's all made up. And then at 90 feet, that everybody knows that 7.5 bird shot goes in 4 inches, when the ballistics show, not just our tests, but official government and law enforcement, and I mean, there's so many of them online. You just mentioned some that I'm aware of. We have the ballistics posted there. It doesn't go in over a millimeter. Well, in our test, we did actually find that it went in between 1 and 3 millimeters, but most of the BBs were stopped by the clothing, and it's scientific fact. Look, the spread. They're now saying, the doctor's saying, Whittington had 200 BBs in him. Now, there's only 265 BBs in that particular 7.5 load that he was shooting. So, I mean, how close would you have to be? Again, 15 to 18 feet for 200, or what is that, 80% of the BBs to actually hit you. So the whole story is a patent fraud. But now on top of that, we have Mary Madeline, his spokeswoman, screwing up, or some say it could be on purpose, saying, oh, well, we weren't even going to tell people who'd been shot or who'd done the shooting in our first press release. So, I mean, admitting they weren't even going to let us know what happened. So it's just total deception. But there are conservatives that are so-called conservatives, that if you told them Dick Cheney was a pig who had purple wings who could fly to the moon, and if Dick Cheney said that, they would argue with you and say that he's a little pig with purple wings that can fly to the moon. I mean, they just don't care about facts. It's about defending. You know, first Cheney says I wasn't drinking. Then it comes out that there's a photo of him drinking. So then they say, oh, we only had one. Well, now maybe we had more. It's all a lie.
Why? The Secret Service wouldn't allow the local police to even talk to Cheney for 13 hours because they needed time for the alcohol to wash out of his system.
Sir, when I went to the local gun shop to buy a gun, to go buy the 28-gauge to do the test, most of the guys in there were fans of the show, were saying hi there at McBride's. Two of the people that worked there began to argue with me, saying, you shouldn't talk bad about Bush. This is just buying a gun. He is an anti-gun. I've heard you say that he was for the assault weapons ban. That's a lie. It doesn't matter if he gave speeches for it. Doesn't matter if Gonzalez testified for it. Doesn't matter if he lobbied for it. Doesn't matter. I mean, they're just delusional, brother. They do not care.
The problem is, Alex, when I had a talk show up in Gillette, Wyoming in 2003, I got fired because I refused to worship at the altar of the Republican Party or at the altar of Dick Cheney in his home state. And therein lies the problem. I gave advice to my listeners. I said, if you want to worship, find a good Christian church and worship at its altar. But never, ever worship at the altar of any political
party. Brother, you're right. They worship Bill Clinton. They worship Hillary. I mean, Bill's pro-Iraq war, pro-Iran war. So's Hillary. But the Democrats are out praising him. I mean, they're exactly like Bush.
they've been brainwashed in the same way that the people in Germany were brainwashed when Hitler was taking power, and he had his own men 4 weeks after he became Reichskanzler set fire to the Reichstag, and then 5 days later on March 4th, 1933, he went before the Reichstag when it reconvened in the Kroll Opera Theater and said, look, I'd love to control this terrorism and give you law and order, but my hands are bound by the Constitution. You need to loosen these binds so I can give you law and order.
That is called the Enabling Act.
The Enabling Act, and they passed it on March 23rd, 1933, and then from then on, the police state was born, and that's exactly what George Bush is doing
now. And they set up Reich Security. What is Reich in German? Land. Land Security.
Well, the Third Reich was the Third Empire, and George Bush is now overseeing the Fourth Reich.
And his grandfather was one of the top Nazi agents in the U.S.
And now there's a lawsuit that's been filed by the Indian tribe to try to get Geronimo's head returned from the Skull and Bones Lodge to get it returned to its normal gravesite because it had been robbed, as you well know,
yeah,
by Prescott Bush.
Yeah, Prescott stole it.
So they're trying to get the head of Geronimo back to the gravesite where it belongs.
Well, I mean, all that aside, the shooting aside, the skull of Geronimo, all of this, any day the globalists could nuke or release the bird flu or do anything to then have the smoke screen to totally take over. And people go, why would they want to do that? Because under a police state, they get to take your pension funds, take your stocks. They get to take your private property. They've had the Supreme Court rule. Tyranny is about raping you. This tyranny isn't about getting them Arabs. You know, when you like to feel good driving around your truck going, y'all love Bush, get them Arabs. Hey, he ain't going to get them Arabs, buddy. He going to get you. That's what it's all about. And there's so many good people who are just delusional. Listen, they'll just sit in my face and go, Bush, it wasn't for the assault weapons ban. They cannot compute. It's like Democrats that go, Hillary's not for the war. Yes, she is. She's more hawkish than Bush. Alex, that's just a lie. I mean, I just, they're idiots. I mean, it's, again, the government releases the same report of bin Laden saying, I want a truce, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, you'll never get me. I'm the gingerbread man, and they run it again this weekend like it's a news story.
Well, when I was at the NRA convention last year when it was held here in Houston, I tried to tell the NRA bigwigs what a lowlife Bush was and Cheney was and Tom DeLay, and no, they didn't want to hear any of that stuff because, after all, they're the ones who worship at the altar of the Republican Party, and they believe that, oh, if you back the Republican ticket, everything will be hunky-dory. Never mind that the Republicans were just as complicit in passing all the gun laws.
Well, not all. We had Bob Barr on about a month ago, and he said, in all honesty, he went through examples. Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton, and he's on the NRA board. So that is a glimmer of hope.
Well, that helps, but he's one of the very few people up there.
Oh, by the way, he was up at a big Republican meeting in Virginia last week, and everybody was getting up. I have the transcript saying, secret arrest is good, so what if there's a constitution, we can trust Bush. And Barr got up and said, I can't believe you're saying this, and they booed him off the stage. Just
booed Barr off the stage?
Yes, a bunch of brown shirt nuts.
Well,
they love it. I mean, these little nobody Republicans who go out and put out yard signs and have little minor chairmanships, you know, in county and city levels. I mean, they all feel like they're going to be part of it. They're getting off on it, brother.
Well,
they put armbands on. They want to run around like a bunch of Soviet trash. They want to be commissariat. I hear them on the radio saying ban free speech.
Like counterfeit conservatives like Michael Reagan, who the local station in Beaumont, KLVI, has a clip from one of his broadcasts where he's arguing with a caller, and the caller is saying, no, I want Bush to abide by the Constitution, and Reagan is saying, oh, no, but this is time of war, and I'm ready to surrender my rights to feel safe and secure. They're all brain dead. If you put them up on an electroencephalograph machine, you'll get a flat line from them because there is no brainwave activity.
They're not brain dead, buddy. They know as a bunch of parasites that they're getting on the Nazi bandwagon. There's going to be, for party officials, there's going to be a lot of power.
Oh, yeah, and we're, of course, going to be on the short end of the stick.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, I had some unpleasantness this morning. I'm really concerned about some of the things on our local campus here. And I look back at what the 60s represented, this debate or that debate, but I think there's a whole desensitizing program that they're putting in place.
Okay, well, tell us what's happening.
Okay. They're not teaching business ethics anymore, and the last time I asked,
sir, they haven't had doctors and nurses give the Hippocratic Oath in a decade.
God. Oh, well.
Do no harm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that they're not teaching the business ethics because it would invalidate the upper-level business courses. And I've heard you talk about how you put mind control and manipulation into things.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. I got this individual coming on who thinks having a microchip in him and his girlfriend is trendy, Wendy. And it's pretty ridiculous. He won't be on long, but we appreciate him joining us. That's coming up. And then more news for the Iran war coming up. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822. My friends, we've absolutely got to expose government-sponsored terrorism. And we've got to do it now. I want to remind you that last night I was up here doing research, and the CIA's own website brags about how they carried out terror attacks. You don't just have to hear it from their retired agents. You can go read where they brag about how they like to blow things up, blow little kids up, and blame it on people, and then I've got to sit here and argue. All I'm doing is reading off the CIA.gov. And how can people work in government while this is going on? Well, I'll tell you, most CIA employees aren't on their own website. Most CIA employees aren't in the National Security Archives online. They're just off compartmentalized, you know, listening to Mandarin transmissions on shortwave or studying one little Pashtun tribe in southern Afghanistan, or they're looking at something going on in the Congo. There's all these little compartmentalized people. And listen, I'm telling you, compartmentalized people, don't just sit here and go, oh, Alex, he's making that stuff up. You better go check out what I'm saying. I mean, that's last night I was getting chills over this. But I was doing research for like 5 hours yesterday just on government-sponsored terror, and there were so many examples I wasn't even aware of. And guess where I was reading about it? Our government's own websites. They're proud of it. I mean, that's got to freak you out. I know it freaks me out. Because they're going big time now. They're not just blowing up school buses or bombing churches or mosques and blaming it on people. They're talking about nukes going off, A-bombs going off. They're talking about putting us in FEMA camps. They're talking about how torture's good and how torturing children's good. And they're doing all this sick stuff. And then you trust these people to run your economy? You trust them to control your life? You don't think they're going to abuse you if they're abusing everybody else? Everything we've been raining down the rest of the world is now coming home to America. We're the big prize. We're what's being targeted. Now, before I go back to Joe and others that are holding, you need to get Road to Tyranny. My classic film about government-sponsored terror covers the first World Trade Center attack, Oklahoma City like no other film does, and then 9/11. And then on top of that, my new film, Martial Law, that details 9/11, it's so powerful, the latest information on it. And then there's my new documentary, The Order of Death, getting into the mindset and what drives these individuals and what they're into. You need these videos. Please go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Order hard copies of the films off the safe, secure online shopping cart and support what we're doing. And use these videos to wake people up in your area. And go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get an online membership and see it all online right now. Just check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go back to John. You got about a minute and a half, John. Finish up. What's going on at the college?
Okay. I think what they're being taught is that only crises will get a response, and they're being given a warped sense of danger and morality. I think they're being taught to self-sacrifice for absolutely nothing, that these people, when they do commit chaos and mayhem, they won't draw much attention, that it'll just fly under the radar. Yeah, so what? I think they're being taught that avoidable dangers are to be ignored until they actually happen, and that only the symptoms are to be cured, not the underlying problem. I think they're being taught not to have a conscience and to be evil.
Well, sir, our entire philosophy is being warped. I mean, when they're on TV saying torture's good, torturing children's good, the president is above the law, that's as warped as it gets.
I agree. I'm almost certain, though, that the globalists are having meetings rented out in the Business Administration building, and there was a $10 million donation given to that building, and 10% is to be used discretionary. You can do a lot with $1 million. You can do a lot of damage.
Well, there's all sorts of payoffs going on, sir. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.